What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Mikey, from the Mikey Creator Podcast, and we are back with another episode. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day. And today, before we start on the actual episode, we're going to start doing these things where it's just going to be rapid fire, tech news, a couple, two or three tech news that I've seen. We've all heard of and seen throughout the past week or so, or just recently. So before we get started on the actual episode, we're going to take a look at some of these tech news that has been on the rise, like YouTube. YouTube is actually launching its first podcast, which is called Upload. And pretty much what they're going to be doing within that podcast platform, they're going to be interviewing a lot of these creators that have made a career out of YouTube, out of uploading, no pun intended. And, you know, Lily Singh and all these other creators will be on there, just to name a few creators. So they're going to be launching their first podcast. So that's going to be super exciting, especially for us creators who are vloggers, tech reviewers or food reviewers and all these other creators on the platform. It's going to be amazing, because instead of just watching, and of course we can get all this information on YouTube within that creator probably as well. But I think with a podcast, it makes it that much more valuable, because you can add more value with a podcast instead of watching a 2-hour, video on YouTube. So that's going to be exciting from YouTube. New podcast called Upload. Also, LinkedIn launching dark mode on mobile and desktop, which is great. Who doesn't love dark mode? I love dark mode. I think we all love dark mode on these different apps. And LinkedIn just being one of those underrated apps that I think people should utilize more, specifically for B2B businesses and just for networking in general. So that's super exciting for LinkedIn to be finally launching dark mode. And should I add another one in there? You know what? Nah, we're going to go into the episode. Alrighty, today we're talking Facebook. Some of you probably know, some of you probably don't know. Facebook has launched $299 smart glasses. Obviously, Facebook has always been updated and updating its app and its other apps that they own as well. WhatsApp, Instagram, the Oculus, and it's amazing, because Facebook to me has always been one of those apps where in the beginning you always thought that, okay, this is going to be another MySpace, this is going to be another, you know, college thing where it's just students and now we're playing games, and just seems like a simple app. But, I mean, you know, now you're looking at years, a decade in the making. And it's like you see how Facebook has, as I mentioned, continued to update, continue to be the front runner when it comes to apps. And so I want to talk about these glasses, because when Snapchat came out, when Snapchat came out with their spectacles, the first one looked kind of weird and crazy, just because it had those little like circles, and the second version was still kind of, I don't know, weird to me, because it was kind of like the same but more square. And now they actually have the third version that came out, Spectacles 3. And I'm looking at them right now, I'm actually impressed. And this was going to be a Facebook type of video, but I'm looking at it now and I'm actually impressed. Wow, they look amazing. They're currently in mineral and carbon color. It says capture your world in 3D. $380. Holy smokes. It looks amazing. It actually looks amazing. I like this. Two cameras, three dimensions, two HD cameras to capture 3D videos and photos at 60 frames per second, or photos and videos at 60 frames per second, with four built-in microphones. Wow. This is amazing. This is great, guys. They came out with these glasses, and they look nice, and I'm guessing you can scan with Snapchat, see how you look in Spectacles 3, right from your phone. That's pretty awesome. So guys, check it out. Spectacles 3, I haven't even seen them until now. Spectacles 3 on spectacles.com, which is the site to get the glasses. So anywho, back to the Facebook smart glasses. All right, so just to start off, these aren't AR-enabled type of glasses. And they don't feature the Facebook brand on them or anything like that. They're actually Ray-Ban glasses. But some partnership with Facebook. And these are pretty much some of the features that it has. Pretty much what you'll be seeing when you put these bad boys and bad girls on, while I take this off real quick. Alrighty here. So yeah, all right. So Ray-Ban Stories includes dual 5-megapixel cameras, which is around double the resolution of the latest version of the spectacles, to ensure the captured videos look the best. And also benefiting from Facebook's advanced capture stabilization tech. They also have a built-in storage with the capacity to save up to 30 videos or 500 photos, which is pretty amazing. I mean, pretty amazing. For the actual storage to even be able to download. The app that you download as a companion to the actual glasses. And these glasses, man, they're actually, wow. They're just, they're amazing. They are amazing. I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking at it. But anyway, so yeah, these are called Ray-Ban Stories, even though they're Facebook. I think if I search it up, Google has some glasses as well, from my understanding. There it is. Google Glass, I guess, was one of their things. And honestly, Google Glass looked amazing. This was back in 2019. They did something with it. Because even though it's technically still in operation, or, you know, they're still operating and you can still use them. It looks kind of weird and nerdy, and yeah, it's just not the best to wear, honestly. If I was just a normal human being, and not wearing these glasses all the time, and I don't know, it's just not my type of thing, you know? But anywho, these Facebook... Goodness, I was going to say spectacles. These Facebook glasses are actually on Ray-Ban, or on the Ray-Ban site right now. And you guys can check it out. I believe they have three different styles as well. If I'm not mistaken, they have the black, the brown, olive color, black. Yeah, black and blue. The blue looks sick, honestly. So... they do also have the add prescription lens option if you want. And as of right now, they have the standard size and they have the large size. So if you have a big head, there you go. They have a large size for you. You guys can check it out. Ray-Ban, Ray-Ban, glasses-ban.com, and you guys can check out the new Facebook glasses. So yeah, that's today's episode, guys. And like I said, go check out Spectacles 3, spectacles.com if you're a Snapchat person. I'm not a Snapchat person. I just don't really care for it. And I just really don't think, unless you have no life or a famous person, that there's no point of even having Snapchat. That's just my point of view. But other than that, guys, check it out. Check out the new Facebook glasses, Ray-Ban Stories. And I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening to the podcast, the episode right now. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to favorite the station. And also make sure to subscribe to the channel, Mikey Creator on YouTube. If you're listening to this, Mikey Creator on YouTube. If you guys like tech reviews, food reviews, vlogs, and soon travel vlogs, make sure to head over there, because we're going to have a lot of content throughout the next 2 weeks or so. So stay tuned for that, guys. Mikey Creator on Instagram as well. And yeah, guys. So thank you so much for the support. I'll catch you guys next time on another episode here on the Mikey Creator Podcast.